But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you can start lining it up on the phones. How do they beat Tampa and do they beat Tampa? 301-230-0980. You can give me a final score prediction as well. Denton and I will save ours for the end of the show. I gave you the defensive keys last hour. You've got to stop the run. You've got to stop their screen game. Bucky Irving is really good. I think this Tampa offense is an offense that not just, you know, our fans, but maybe NFL fans in general have been sleeping on. This is a team that, you know, averaged 29.5 points per game. They were the number third down offense in the league. Over the last seven games, and yes, some of the opponents, you know, lacked real ability. They blew out the Chargers. I mean, they had 500 plus yards and 40 points against that Charger defense. This is one of the top offensive teams in the league right now. And they can run it, and they run it in a variety of ways. There's a lot of the counter stuff. When you watched, you, if you go back and you watch just a couple of the condensed versions on NFL.com of the game, you know, the 30-minute versions, you see a lot of that guard tackle counter stuff with Bucky Irving, with Rashad White even, similar to what we do. A lot of action in the backfield as well. You've got to be able to stop the run, and Bucky Irving makes you miss so much. He's really good at making people miss. He's got quick feet. He's got very good feel in close quarters. They got a very good offensive line. Their screen game is exceptional. And then you got a quarterback that is really good at creating time in the pocket, and he is absolutely deadly with the receivers he has and game changers he has when he extends outside the pocket. This is a big-time challenge defensively. My view is you go after him. You don't die a slow death. You don't die a 12-play, 7-minute drive death and hope to hang on in the red zone. You go after them. You try to get them to hurry. And even if it's a chunk play that they go after and a deep shot, we all know deep shots, you know, even when they have an opportunity to hit with protection and man coverage, etc., it's still a hard play to make happen. There are a lot of close misses on those. And so I would go down swinging that way. I would go down swinging with Luvu and Wagner and the most aggressive playmaking players trying to make plays. Then again, you know, you do have to be smart in the screen game, because when you over pursue in the screen game, that's when you get burned. You got to be really good on third down too. They're the number one third down team in the league. This is a challenge defensively, which is why I'll start with on offense. You've got to approach this game. I've said this since the matchup was set up. You've got to approach this game understanding you have to be aggressive. You have to attack. You have to score with the football. You know, if you get 10 possessions in this game, six of them have to end in scores, and maybe seven have to end in scores. You're going to need, more likely than not, 28 plus, maybe 30 plus, to win this game. The good news is they're totally capable of it. We've seen it time and time again this year. Although in recent games, there's been an issue. And the issue is early downs. And so I'm going to start with that. You know, big picture, macro, your offense can't come off the field. You got to be aggressive. That means, by the way, being aggressive on fourth downs and trying to hold on to the football. But you've got to have better success on early downs. The last 2 weeks, you know, against Dallas and Atlanta, too many sacks, too many penalties, too many negative TFLs or short, very short runs. you know, we had all those first and 20s. We had second and 30, third and 30. I mean, it was just constant, you know, trying to overcome, you know, ridiculous down and distance situations because of the lack of early down success. They do it, and they've done it all year, coming over, you know, overcoming long down and distances because they've got Superman at quarterback. But you can't live that way against Tampa. You've got to figure out a way to be successful on early downs. I don't think that's by running the football on Sunday night. I think they've got to throw the ball. I think a lot of quick game. They play a lot of zone, Tampa does. Jaden's been very good against zone coverage. When I say quick game, I'm not just talking about screens. I'm not just talking about quick hitches. There's a lot of quick game where that ball is going into the middle of the field to Zach Ertz or to Terry. I mean, we run a lot of slants, you know, and they've been, and Jaden's been successful with Terry, with Noah Brown, I think with De'Ami Brown. I think De'Ami Brown, by the way, along with Eckler, are the two players I expect to be featured a lot on Sunday night. De'Ami Brown has had basically half of his targets and half of his receptions on the season in the last four games. I understand Noah Brown, you know, got hurt, lost for the season, and that stepped up De'Ami Brown's, you know, targets, etc. But I think they like De'Ami Brown. I think Cliff Kingsbury believes that he has the ability to take the top off the defense on deep shots, but with the ball in his hands, even on screens, on slants, on jet sweeps, on reverses that end up and, you know, end up in passes to other receivers in the end zone. Let's try to catch one of those if they run it. I don't know that they will. Who knows? They may try to run that play that they've run twice this year, including in the opener against Tampa, where they try to throw back to Jaden after a backwards lateral to a guy like De'Ami, you know, who can then go left-handed across the field. For whatever reason, the two times that they've run that play, they've not thrown the ball to Jaden when it looked like it would have been a big, big play. But anyway, have to have early down success. And every time I've said that this year, it's like, I understand in the back of my mind, I've watched number five overcome long down and distances all year long. They're not the typical NFL team that gets off schedule and they're dead. They're not dead, but you can't be in these situations this week. Todd Bowles on a second long or a third and long, the blitzes, and he will come after a young quarterback. He did it in the opener, and the blitzes all look different. He's going to play a lot of zone coverage behind. I think a lot of early down, quick game. Doesn't mean sideways, doesn't mean horizontal throws, but I think slants, I think quick over-the-middle throws to Zach Ertz, this is how you have to attack Tampa. Their weakness is beyond the line of scrimmage. It is in their secondary, even though they may be a little bit more healthy for Sunday night's game than they were last week against New Orleans or just down the stretch in the season. And then, look, this is a game in which you can't wait a half to figure out whether or not Terry McLaurin can be an impact in the game. I'm not an advocate of force-feeding 17. I don't think that makes a lot of sense. And I think against Tampa's secondary, you can find Zach Ertz. You can find De'Ami Brown. You can find, you know, Austin Eckler. You can find anybody else that might be playing in the game. Maybe it's Luke McCaffrey, Jamison Crowder, you know, KJ Osborne. Who knows who will be active and up for it. But you can't be off with Terry. When those chances are there for Terry to make a catch and to move the chains, Jaden and Terry have to be back on the same page. They weren't on the same page for any part of the Atlanta game, and they weren't on the same page in the first half of the Dallas game. They got to get back on the same page, but I don't advocate force-feeding Terry. Todd Bowles is too good. He'll take away Terry early from Jaden and make him go to where, you know, the second and third progression takes him. And Jaden's been great at that all year long. But that connection can't be one catch for 5 yards if you expect to win this game. Lastly, you've got to score touchdowns in this game in the red zone. If you're attacking down the field and you have them on your heels, you know, maybe the time to run the ball is when you get in the red zone. And maybe it's with Eckler. We've seen Eckler at various times this year be effective in the run game in pass down or expected pass down situations. But you've got to score. If you're going to score on 6 of 10 possessions, 3 of them minimum have to be touchdowns. 3 of them have to be touchdowns. Lastly, in this game, you know, I mentioned that Tampa, we had a guest on who mentioned it, and we've reiterated it a few times this week. They're the first team in NFL history to have a 70% plus passer and have a run game go for 5 yards or more per carry. They're going to move the football. And it's going to be important that if they do move the football and if it's chunk yardage and they don't score, you're still going to have those red zone opportunities. The red zone will be big in this game. It was last week. It's the reason they won the game last week, but it wasn't all because of their defense. Trey Lance missed a wide open touchdown to Rico Dowdle at the end of the half. He missed Ferguson. He was late on Ferguson. He was late on Tolbert on one of the throws in the end zone. It's not what Baker Mayfield will be. You've got to score touchdowns. You've got to be aggressive in fourth down situations. You have to catch every ball. Zacchaeus has to catch everything. Terry, you know, everybody that's dropped some passes here in recent weeks, you can't drop them. Because I'll tell you what, if it comes down to both teams are effective moving the football, both teams score, and let's just say they both hit on 50% in the red zone, and it comes down to the actual field goal attempts, that's where I'll leave you lastly with, they've got an excellent kicker. Chase McLaughlin's been at 93.8% on field goals this year. He's also got a big leg. I trust him more than I trust our guy, Zane Gonzalez. There's an advantage there, I think, going into this game if it comes down to a couple of kicks, a couple of red zone stops, a couple of kicks, or a couple of long kicks at the end. 93.8% the dude's been on field goals this year. He is also 8 for 10 beyond 50 yards with a 56-yarder to his credit. It's a challenge Sunday night. But, you know, sometimes in these close, like, they can't stop us, we can't stop them, it comes down to quarterback. I feel good about ours. My prediction, Denton's prediction, later on in the show. But your chance now at 301-230-0980. How do they do it? Your keys to a win, and then do they do it? Do they pull it off? Your final score prediction. Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app.